about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently, a woman's breast implant explodes while she's sitting on the ground on her tummy and chest, I guess, playing with her iPhone for 4 hours. Not sure why the breast implant exploded, why she was on her iPhone for 4 hours, how you could even be in that position for 4 hours. My elbows, my shoulders, my knees would hurt. Then, antibiotics may not be needed for kids' sinus infections, according to the latest guidelines. What conditions should antibiotics be started on? When should antibiotics be started immediately? And when are we over-prescribing antibiotics? Next, some of you are walking around with liver issues. Fatty liver disease, elevated liver enzymes. A new study says those people with liver disease may actually have an increased risk of heart attack. We need to talk about that. So I know. Look, we'll try to make it positive. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This segment of the show is being sponsored by Squatty Potty. Many of us, we sit on a toilet seat. Our bodies weren't designed to sit on a toilet seat. We were designed to squat when we poop. Squatty Potty allows you to do that. So go to SquattyPottyStore.com or SquattyPotty.com or go to my website to find the link and check out your Squatty Potty. It's inexpensive. It's very easy to, you know, set up next to the toilet, and you're able to poop. All right, I have not pooped yet today. You can tell I sound kind of constipated. I didn't use the squat. I didn't have time. I didn't have time today, so I'll try to figure out one of my breaks to make that happen, and then I'll keep you guys posted. All right, well, you guys want some good news before I go into today's show. Let's talk about luggage that may have a GPS tracker built in. All right, this to me makes a heck of a lot of sense. All right. Apparently, they say aircraft maker Airbus has helped develop, you know how you'll take an Airbus, you know, from one city to another, has helped develop technology that they said could eliminate the problem of missing luggage. GPS tracker on the luggage. Okay. 4 pieces of luggage, they say, will be lost on an average flight. 4 pieces of luggage lost per flight. Are you kidding me? They say passengers are most likely to lose a bag when changing flights, especially if the connection time is short. I like to sit there and watch the guys and gals, you know, loading the luggage, and I like to see which one is mine. Mine always has clothes and stuff hanging out, right? So you'll see some lace or a bra, so, you know, and I like, you're like, what the hell is this? Right? And, you know, I know one of my kids are like, why don't we have, like, one of these Halloween masks with the fingers stick out, you know, like one of those bloody fingers. I'm like, that's not funny. Stop it. That's kind of heavy. I mean, they still have to do everything manually. Yeah, they drive the little trucks, and then they move the truck, etc. But they still have to pick up the luggage and throw it. And I know there's a 50-pound limit on some airlines, a 40-pound limit. I see a lot of those patients. I see a lot of those people as patients with their back issues. And I'm like, no lifting. Like, well, how am I not supposed to lift? My job is baggage handler. And I'm like, oh, you're screwed. I mean, because that's heavy, right? And then you have some people that where it doesn't get weighed. You know, they throw some Pepsis in there so then they don't have to go to a hotel room and purchase the $1.50 Pepsi in the cola machine. Yeah, I've done that too. You know what I've done? I've packed water bottles. Because I'm sick and tired of spending $1.50 to $2 for a bottle of water. So I'll buy a whole bunch of Costco, and then I'll load up my suitcase with the water. And, no, I won't pay extra for the suitcase. It's like if I think I'm under the 50, I'll throw water bottles there. I hate to do that because I don't want to hurt, you know, the baggage handlers. But if they're expecting a 50-pound weight limit, I will load up my bag to the 50 pounds. And I'll bring water. I'll bring snacks, hairspray, whatever. Oh, hairspray. Do you guys ever notice that? The hairspray will spray all over the bag when you're going westbound. but it doesn't happen going eastbound. Some of you physics junkies could probably explain that one. Every time I pack hairspray, my husband moans. And, you know, because I live in Vegas, so I live in the West. We usually go to New York, Florida, wherever we have to go, wherever I have to travel to for a meeting. So you travel west. If I have to travel, or travel east. If I have to travel west, I can take my car. So I travel east, and I open up the suitcase and go, you see, honey, the hairspray didn't spray all over the place. He's like, We come back, the whole luggage is soaked and sticky in hairspray, and he is ticked. Why is that? It's got to be some sort of a pressure difference that happens westbound or eastbound. I don't really remember, you know, my meteorology back from college, but I do that. Now, mind you, I got 2 dogs and 3 cats. Our clothes are usually sticky and wet, you know, but I'd rather it smell of some Tresemme or Aquanet than anything else. Okay, so anyway, back to this GPS. They say one of the major reasons, sorry, for luggage, I know I need a water, it's all packed up in my suitcase. One of the reasons for luggage being lost is, I guess, the paper tags carrying the barcode are ripped off as cases, I guess, are shunted across the conveyor belts. I always wondered if those big sticky things would stay on there. And so I guess this prototype technology is called Bag2Go, and it embeds a satellite tracker and a barcode on the suitcase. Using a smartphone, a passenger sends details of their flight to the airline, which in turn sends back a barcode. Oh, I wonder if Snowden's going to have something like this. Now, I know. We all know he's in Moscow, and I don't think Putin's sending him back. So we don't need the barcode on his suitcase. But anyway, it in turn sends back a barcode, which is shown on the display unit of the case. Each barcode is unique, just like a fingerprint. Why don't they just use fingerprints later than barcodes? Once on a plane, the passenger can use a smartphone app to check that their bag is in the hold area and alert flight crew if it's not there. Yeah, that's if the flight crew allows you to look at your smartphone. So, you know what? I'm sick of losing luggage. I think it's great. That's why I pack all my underwear and stuff on my carry-on, because I don't want to be someplace and then have to try to find underwear. Yes, Dr. Dahlia wears underwear. I'm like what people think. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This segment is being sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. It is never too early to be prepared. Freeze Dry Guy tastes great. They got great June and July specials. Go to my website to click on their link, or go to freezedryguy.com. Phenomenal food, lasts forever, and forever, and it's yummy tasting stuff. So don't go. Make sure you check that out. All right, boy, we got a lot to talk about. Okay, we need to talk about the antibiotics and why some of you are getting antibiotics, some of you are being refused antibiotics, and this latest study on antibiotics. Okay, so a study has come out saying most kids' sinusitis doesn't need antibiotics. They say doctors don't have to prescribe automatically an antibiotic to treat children for acute sinus infections. They could do a watch and wait approach. Previous guidelines back in 2001 recommended antibiotic therapy for all children diagnosed with acute bacterial sinusitis. Now, acute bacterial sinusitis, whether you're a kid or an adult, really blows. I mean, it hurts. It feels like the worst tooth infection you've ever had, or it feels like you got a knife stuck in your face. Have any of you guys had a sinus infection? It blows. Now, they define a sinus infection that lasts more than 10 days. They say now doctors can observe kids for up to an additional 3-day past that 10-day period to see if their symptoms will ease without antibiotic treatment. So they're now saying for kids, okay, and this scares me a little bit, all right, they say the doctor can wait almost 2 weeks before deciding to give the antibiotic. Now, what is the big dilemma with having a sinus infection that doesn't get knocked out, whether it's a kid or an adult? Well, when you have a sinus infection, the big worry that we were trained was the infection could eat through, the infection could spread. You could have a sinus infection that could go up and up some of the cavities and get to the brain, etc., and cause sleep apnea, difficulty to breathe with the pain, the high fever. Now, I have never seen a sepsis. I've never seen an encephalitis or a meningitis or any sort of sequelae such as that from a sinus infection. But then again, the reason why I haven't seen that is because we've treated them with antibiotics. You know, when I did my head and neck surgery rotation at UCLA, they did not mess around with sinus infections. Oh, no way. And I trained at UCLA in the mid-90s. It was in the mid-90s. You just didn't dink around with it. Now, are they right? Okay? You know, if you have a runny nose, if you have a persistent cough, if you have a headache, if you have a fever, okay, does that mean you need to be on an antibiotic right away? No, it doesn't. You don't have to be on an antibiotic right away. Some sinusitises are viral, okay? Some bacterial infections get beat by the person, okay? They beat it. And so, no, everybody doesn't need to be on antibiotics. The only problem is who is going to now take that chance with their kid? Who's going to volunteer to be down for the count for 2 weeks to prove that this is right? Now, I know there have been studies, and they did prove that this could happen, okay? Nobody wants to miss one day of work. Who's going to want to be down for the count for 2 full weeks before finally getting the antibiotic and then starting the antibiotic and a few days later slowly starting to feel better, you know, assuming that infection is just going to sit and fester and not abscess? Now, one doctor that trained me, one ENT, it stands out in my memory, where he said it's not acute sinusitis unless pus is dripping out of the nose. And he tried to tell us that because he was one of the, you know, front runners saying don't always treat with antibiotics. It's not an acute sinusitis, and they may not need antibiotics unless you see pus. But again, I've never seen somebody with pus dripping out of their nose because hit it and nip it in the bud. So, the question is will we all group together for the greater good of society and not get our antibiotic and sit tight for 2 weeks so we stop over-prescribing of antibiotics and drug resistance? I don't think many of you or any of us are willing to do it. I also don't think many doctors are going to be willing to do it while we still don't have any protections malpractice-wise. You know, people argue with me, Dr. Dahlia, you complain about malpractice lawsuits and these, you know, cases and these guidelines, but if there's a guideline, you're supposed to be protected from a lawsuit. No. There is no protection from a lawsuit out there. Nothing. No. If I don't give you an antibiotic because of this one study and you turn septic, I mean, not only could you be dead, but I could too, liability-wise. So how many doctors are going to let somebody go for 2 full, by 4th of July, if you're not better or past 4th of July, or, you know what, let's wait till Halloween. Let's say it's in October. I don't think many people are going to put up with that. They're going to go somewhere else to get the antibiotic. They're going to say they're worse. Now, when should you treat with an antibiotic? Now, many of you say, look, if the fever doesn't go away after a few days, well, that's because a lot of doctors have taken that on. If the fever does not go away after a few days, many doctors will kick in the antibiotic. Now, why is that? Well, doctors are trained to try to figure out if you have virus or bacterial. And we would love to swab everybody and culture everybody so we know. But the problem is some of these cultures won't come back for a few days, and they're also expensive. So we're having many people treat sore throats and sinus infections without actually trying to culture anything. And it's because cultures cost more money than the antibiotics sometimes. So, and the patient doesn't want to wait 3 days. You know, if you've ever worked in a lab, like a microbiology lab, it takes a good 3 days to start seeing the colonies to the point where you could diagnose. Now, when I worked, when I trained at UCLA, they had us at a STD clinic. No, I was there as a doctor, as a student. But at the STD, there was an STD clinic in L.A., and we would take the sample from the urethra. We would run over, gram stain it in the lab, look at it to see the gonococcus or the cocci that would tell us if there was gonorrhea. And it was very easy to do. Took about 10 minutes, got back to the patient, and then gave an antibiotic. That's how we did it. People don't do that anymore. Doctors don't like to gram stain because their hands get all purple from the dye. But I got to hand it to that clinic. You know, anybody that had those cocci, they got the antibiotic. Those who didn't, we said, you're good, go leave. And you know, maybe we have to go back to actually culturing. I mean, if patients are going to now have to sit around and wait 2 weeks anyway to get the antibiotic, that gives us plenty of time to culture. It's just, I don't know if we're going to get the whole country on board with this. Now, when we doctors were trained to determine virus versus bacterial, many viruses last 7 to 10 days. You're going to have fever for the first few days, but the fever will start to go, and then you'll have other symptoms. So by 3, 4, 5, 6 days, if you're still feverish, the doctor doesn't screw around or the medical provider, and boom, they give you the antibiotic. But if they're saying, no, you know, acute sinusitis, let's wait 13 full days, and you're having a fever all that time, it's going to kind of upset what our notion is on when to get the antibiotic and when not to. Now, I've tested this on my family, and I've tested this with me, where I go, it's viral, and it festers, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. And I did this with the sinus infection. I let my sinus infection go 5 days because I didn't want to take any antibiotics, and I wanted to try to, you know, prevent antibiotic resistance and do my part. It got so bad that I needed to go on steroids to knock it out. So I, you know, how are we going to play this out? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits, all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Garrett writes, Doc, call me a prepper, but I have a stockpile of antibiotics. My HMO gives me nurses who won't prescribe any antibiotics no matter how hard you plead, so I go down to Mexico, oh no, and buy mine. Are they safe? Should I pretend to have a condition and see a doctor so I could get American drugs in my vault? Oh boy, I hope it's not getting to that point. All right, in the previous segment we were talking about antibiotics and how some of the latest guidelines for kids are recommending to maybe wait 13 days. That most sinusitises don't need to be hit with antibiotics right away. Wait, you know, you could wait past the original 10-day recommendation to 13 days and then decide if an antibiotic is needed. So we discussed what acute sinusitis is, long-term complications versus viral sinusitis. But I could see why there's a concern. Are we, as healthcare turns, going to not be able to get antibiotics? I know a lot of you stockpile. I know it. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. To get to Mexico, Tijuana, or to go down through Arizona, maybe Nogales, there's a variety of border cities people go to get their antibiotics. People in Las Vegas that take the I-15. down through San Diego, and then they take it down to the Mexico border. They make trips to Mexico. You know, in fact, my grandfather used to go to Mexico for gold treatments for his gout. His gout was so painful. He lived in Phoenix at the time. He'd go down to Nogales, and there was a healer back in the 1950s or 60s that would be giving gold shots, and he swore it would help his gout. And so he used to do that. So I know a lot of people go down to Mexico to get their medications. As American doctors can't really comment on the safety of those medications because we don't know who screens them. All right, we don't know. I have seen the boxes. I could speak Spanish, so I think you could get Zithromax down there, et cetera. I haven't been to Mexico for a long time. I think the last time I wanted to go to a pharmacy to see what everybody was even talking about, what they're able to get down there, and they had boxes of Zithromax. I think azithromycin, I forget what they called it at the time. And so I know people stock up. I haven't had, believe it or not, any patients say they've had an issue with those medications. All right, but that's not to say that I know of every case. I don't. So I'm not supposed to recommend going to a foreign country to get your antibiotics. But, I mean, are we going to be in a situation where you're going to be denied antibiotics as healthcare changes? All right, I think it's going to be much harder to get antibiotics later, absolutely. Whether you agree with why or not, we still can make that statement that it's going to be a heck of a lot harder to get any of your drugs. Okay, I mean, I'm not even going to talk about the access in terms of Obamacare, doctors leaving, nurse practitioners and PAs needing to take on more primary care roles in clinics, become autonomous, etc. There's going to be, the access and Medicaid and having insurance, that's one thing. So absolutely, there's going to be an issue. Well, it's going to take a heck of a longer to get in with your medical provider, hands down. But in terms of the guidelines, okay, you're going to have doctors and nurse practitioners and PAs who will buck the guidelines, and you'll have those that will go with the flow. The ones that are going to go with the flow are going to survive health care reform and Obamacare. The ones that buck it and complain and yell and scream are probably going to go concierge. And that's how I see our healthcare system. And by concierge, you may have to pay anywhere from cash to see that doctor to a few thousand dollars a year for unlimited access to the doctor. All right. But those are the ones who are going to want to buck the system, which is kind of scary for me because I really don't want to move towards that. I want to take care of my patients. I want them to be able to use the insurance they're paying their hard-earned dollars for. But I will not be told by a non-medical professional how to take care of my patients. I'm the one that went to medical school. I'm the one that has years of experience. I'm the one that taps in on all my resources. I'm the one that's well-read. I'm the one that's doing this every day and not making laws and going to meetings like other people are. All I do is medicine. Even on the radio, it's medicine. And I have no problem using my instinct, using my patient's instinct, and using any sort of tools I need to figure out what's going on with my patient. And I'll be gosh darned if I allow some bureaucratic legislator to tell me you're not going to treat with antibiotics till we say so. And I don't know how much longer I'll be able to last doing my practice the way I am. I may just have to do some sort of consult setting or cash or go back to waiting tables and bartending. I don't know. But I didn't go through all this training and spend all this money to do something wrong. I took an oath. I took the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. I didn't take an oath to listen to some liberal. So I apologize, to any of my patients who are getting caught in the crossfire. But if I think something's going to go wrong, it is my duty to do something and not go by some guideline. Now, mind you, we do have a huge problem with antibiotic overprescribing. A big problem. And I do not like to prescribe antibiotics if I don't think you need it. And I've gotten into screaming matches with patients saying no. When Tamiflu was in short supply, patients were coming in to try to hoard Tamiflu. And they wanted me to write Tamiflu when they were well. And I said, no, I can't do it. Okay, the pharmacies only have X amount. I want to save it for the kids or for the people who need it. And I have no problem standing up to my patients. And I definitely don't have a problem standing up to some bureaucrats and legislators trying to tell us how to practice medicine. But does that mean you all need to start hoarding antibiotics? No. You know, remember, there's still shelf lives, there's still half lives, there's still expiration dates. And, you know, I'm not... I don't want anybody to hoard, precious antibiotics that may be not as readily available later. So, no, I have to still think of the greater good. If one of you are telling me you are a prepper and you're, you know, putting antibiotics next to your freeze-dry guy in a vault, I'll tell you I understand why you're doing it, but I can't encourage it and I can't tell you to do it. Okay, you know, antibiotics are a tool. And if you take an antibiotic incorrectly, bad things could happen. Yesterday we were talking about how the Supreme Court said generic companies, again, can't be sued. You have to leave generic companies alone. And we talked about why that has to happen, because otherwise generic companies can't offer you the medications that cheap. They're not the ones that do the research studies and the safety trials. So once a medication loses its patent and goes generic, if the generic companies have to take on the responsibility of the safety of the drugs, then they're not going to be able to charge $4 for that prescription. So, but there was a case where a woman took a generic medication and went into toxic epidermal necrolysis, TEN, lost most of her skin, and now is disfigured. So antibiotics have risks. Okay, antibiotics, even though it wasn't an antibiotic in this case, it was an anti-inflammatory, antibiotics can cause TEN, can cause Stevens-Johnson syndrome. You could take an antibiotic, then become resistant to it, and then that antibiotic doesn't work anymore. We still need guidance with these antibiotics, which is why I don't want you to hoard and stock up and take it as you need it. All right? But mind you, I understand your plight. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, they say taking medications containing caffeine has been now found to have a double or tripled risk of having hemorrhagic stroke. Lord have mercy! This was a new Korean study. Now, this could contradict some of the studies that have said coffee and tea are protective. Now, I could totally see why one is an issue and one isn't, and I'll explain it. Okay, caffeine is what we call a vasoconstrictor. So, caffeine causes your blood vessels to tighten up. Any sort of speed, adrenaline, epinephrine, crack, cocaine, caffeine will cause blood vessels to constrict. That's how it acts on the smooth muscle wall. Increases contractility. Whereas there's other medicines out there that dilate and relax things like nitroglycerin, hydralazine, etc. So if I want to get blood flow to your heart, let's say you're having a heart attack, God forbid, and when I was an ER doctor, I would give some nitroglycerin because the nitroglycerin would hopefully relax some of those blood vessels so that if you are, your epinephrine is being stimulated because you're in the middle of having a heart attack, hopefully I could get some of those blood vessels to relax a little bit and get blood flow to where it needs to. Okay, caffeine is the opposite. Caffeine, for example, if caffeine is in medications, causes vasoconstriction. Now, if somebody is vasoconstricting, or let's say stepping on a garden hose, what could happen? Pressure buildup. And if you have pressure buildup, what could also happen? Bursting. So the researchers in Korea looked at 940 adult patients who had suffered a hemorrhagic stroke where a blood vessel in the brain burst and then, of course, bled. Now, this has been reported by Fox News. They then compared those patients to a group of similar people who had not suffered a stroke but had been hospitalized, and then to a third group who didn't have a stroke or was hospitalized or probably just kind of, you know, running around Walmart or Target or whatever, you know, listening to the Dr. Dolly show. They found that overall, those who had taken a medication containing caffeine were 2.5 times more likely to suffer a stroke. 5% of people who had the strokes had taken a caffeine medication compared to 2.3% of the non-stroke groups. But when the researchers factored in coffee consumption, according to the study, the participants who took caffeine-containing medications but didn't drink the coffee on a daily basis were 3 times more likely to have strokes than people not taking the medications. Those who drank coffee, fine. Those who drank coffee had no greater risk of stroke. So why is that? Okay, they say folks that drank 3 cups of coffee per day didn't have a higher risk of hemorrhagic stroke, but those who took caffeine-containing medications did. Why is that? Because the study's wrong. I don't know. I think what we put in a pill is, and I'm sorry if this is earth-shattering news to some of you, I think what we put in a pill is not the same as what we get naturally. So if there's natural caffeine in coffee, I'm going to venture to say it's a little different than caffeine that's put in medication. So some of you are like, well, what medications have caffeine? Well, and you really don't have to use that tone with me. The type of pills that have caffeine are like your Furoset with codeine. There's certain medications that we use for migraines that have caffeine. Remember we talked about migraines yesterday? I think it was in the third hour of the show. Honestly, if you don't remember, we got to start doing some mini mental status exams on you. Remind me, we're going to have to do some dementia screening if you guys aren't, you know, remembering what we talked about. I don't care if you don't listen to the hour. You know you're supposed to. The show's on for 3 hours, all right? I know many of you guys listen to it at work. You're sitting there at work at your desk listening to my show, and I love it. I think that's great. And trust me, I'm not going to tell the boss. I won't. I won't. Your secret's safe with me. Yeah. Where was I? We're talking about caffeine and migraine. Yeah, so we're talking about migraine medications. Maybe I need to take that mini mental status exam. And how caffeine vasoconstricts, so they find that caffeine seems to help some of the migraines. But coffee and tea, soda pop and pee don't help migraines. So there is something different to the caffeine in these medications. Okay, which then, if I could extrapolate to some of you young folk out there, something could be then pretty concerning about the caffeinated drinks that you drink. Okay, I am not a fan of caffeinated drinks. Lord knows I need one of them at about 2:30 in the afternoon, but I don't want to get a stroke. I don't want to go into atrial fibrillation because I don't know how that caffeine will mix with me. I'm already a pretty hyper-adrenalated type of person. Now, in Korea, cold remedies that have phenylpropanolamine are still on the market. Yet we in America removed phenylpropanolamine, which was in decongestants, because we found it linked to increased stroke. Okay? Many cold remedies also had ephedrine. Remember? And ephedrine would also raise blood pressure and risk stroke. So, you know, just remember, before you pop a pill, make sure your blood vessels don't pop. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another recommendation that all baby boomers get, hepatitis C screening. All right. Adults born between 1945 and 1965 should be screened at least once for hepatitis C. This is coming from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, and I actually agree with this one. I always have. Many of you had some fling, right? Or you got a tattoo. And by the way, I love the World War II tattoos. I gotta tell you, those are some damn patriotic looking suckers. I mean, I love the tattoo, you know, some of the artwork we see now. It's art. I'm a big tattoo fan in terms of seeing my patient's ink, but, you just don't see tattoos, you know, with the USO girls and the American flag and the bald eagle like you used to. You know, if you're ever in my office, right, stopping by to say hi, and you're a World War II vet, as long as you keep your pants on, I would love to see your tat from World War II. I find those phenomenal. But anyway, many people could have possibly received hepatitis C from their tattoos, from their lovey-dovey days, and it can live with you and just fester in your liver, and you have no idea until you get liver cancer. So my suggestion is when you go and get a blood test, I don't care about Obamacare, when you go and get a blood test done, have them throw on the hepatitis C test. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a 31-year-old woman that now has a heart condition because she drank only soda for 16 years, which is about half of her life. No family history of heart disease or hormone problems, but she just didn't like water. She only wanted to drink soda. She would drink 2 quarts of cola a day. Her potassium levels got all screwed up. Electrical activity was abnormal. Once she started to stay away from soda, miraculously everything improved. We don't know if she has any long-term damage to her heart, but keep in mind, soda is not good for you. We understand there are drinks out there, and sometimes you just need a little something to settle the stomach, or you need something to mix in with your rum. But as a doctor, I need to tell you there's really no nutritional value. The only time I ever recommend a little bit of Coca-Cola is if your child vomits all over the place, you want to go back to bed, give them a little bit of Coca-Cola syrup. That's kind of been decarbonated in the fridge, settled the tummy, so you can go back to bed and the kid stops throwing up. And then the dog licks up the vomit. It's a huge mess. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.